Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, we're all back. Everything's okay. We made it. This first look at the celebrity trash is brought to you by radio.com. If you ever miss our show, get the radio.com app. You get all our shows. The whole podcast is on there. The Lost 30, all the stuff. It's like Podcast Central over there on radio.com. Or you can just listen to our show, you know, turn it on live wherever you are in the whole wide world. And of course, leave the stream on if you would. That'd be great.
All day.
We'd really appreciate that. All day, every day. Thank you. All right, let's begin with Dave Chappelle. We love Dave Chappelle. Dave has been a guest on our show. It hasn't been for a while, but he used to come on in our early days, Sarah and Vinny show, back when we were at the Embarcadero Center. He'd just come and hang.
He'd show up for his 7 o'clock appointment
and just hang out till the end.
Right.
The whole time shaking his head at us.
It was skinny Dave Chappelle, by the way.
Yes, very skinny Dave Chappelle.
That guy hit the gym somewhere along the way and thickened up.
Yeah.
Didn't quit the ciggies, but he definitely did some bodybuilding.
And boy, I'll tell you, what I'm going to talk about here, obviously, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's only 27 minutes long.
I haven't seen it. I meant to watch it yesterday and just didn't get. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things
right
I need
in.
To watch,
yep.
And I can't. I got kids around me at all times.
Yeah, there's no kids watching this.
Right.
You know, it's funny because I hit play on it and all of a sudden it was over. I was like, what? It's really fast. Like
he's sucked right in. Excellent.
The guy's a genius. The guy is a genius, and he says exactly what needs to be said. You know, it's not funny. There are moments where you go, oh, ha, ha. But it's just he is so. He's so riveting. Like, what's the word? Like, he just can talk about, he can be sitting there on a stage not even talking to you, just going, you are booing yourself. And you're riveted to him. Mm-hmm. So he goes all in on this. And it hit YouTube early Friday morning. This is apparently a new Netflix. I didn't watch it on Netflix and I didn't realize it was a Netflix special. I watched it on YouTube. It's called 8:46. It's called 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's less than half an hour. And it's called 8:46 after the amount of time that a cop kneeled on George Floyd's neck when he killed him. It was recorded June 6th, live at an outdoor venue. And that's actually an interesting part of it, too. He thinks he might be the first live comedy show with an audience to come back. And that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
They show the people processing through. Everybody's getting a thing on their forehead for their temperature. Mm-hmm. Everybody's masked. All the tables are spaced far up. It looks like like an outdoor amphitheater with the tables all spread out. And it's lovely. Like, he's on this beautiful stage and he gets out there and he isn't funny, but you can't take your eyes off him. So let's see. Yeah, not too many jokes. Spoke his mind on racial injustice. A lot of it centered on George Floyd, obviously. He said, this man kneeled on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Can you imagine?
This man kneeled on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Can you imagine that? This kid thought he was gonna die. He knew he was gonna die. He called for his mother. And for some reason that I still don't understand, all these police had their hands in their pockets. Who are you talking to? What are you signifying? That's what is happening right now. It's not for a single cop. It's for all of it. I don't mean to get heavy, but we gotta say something.
He's got
the platform, and he's the right guy to do it. So yep. I'm glad he did it, because it would have been easy for him to say, I think his farm's in Ohio or something like that. He's owned this farm. He used to talk to us about it, that he bought a farm in Ohio, and it continues to be in his stand-up to this day. But wherever that is, he could have stayed there. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He decided to go out and use his platform, and I'm going to watch it for sure, but he's the right guy. He is.
For sure. So, Brinny, I think that was all you grabbed, right? Should I just do the quotes from Don Lemon and stuff?
Oh, I have some of that. Yeah, just,
okay, great.
Just the Don Lemon stuff.
So, Don Lemon is a CNN anchor, and he said he was sitting there watching Don Lemon and saying, mm-hmm. You better not call my name out on this thing.
He says, where are all these celebrities? Why aren't you talking? This said everybody. I was screaming at the TV. I dare you to say me. I dare you. Has anyone ever listened to me do comedy? Have I not ever said anything about these things before? So now all of a sudden, this expects me to step in front of the streets and talk over the work these people are doing as a celebrity? Ask me, do you want to see a celebrity right now? Do we give a what Ja Rule thinks? Does it matter about celebrity? No. This is the streets talking for themselves. They don't need me right now. I kept my mouth shut, and I'll still keep my mouth shut. But don't think that my silence is complicit to all this these are saying, trying to get everyone to sing these songs. I know all these songs. I was raised on these songs.
He also went after Candace Owens, who I had to look up. I didn't know who she was. She is a conservative commentator. She's a black woman.
I thought that when you said that, I went, she's that designer, isn't she?
That's Candace
Olsen.
Olsen.
Right.
Yes. This is not to be confused with Candace Olsen. Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. Go on. I don't know her.
She said, or his quote is, she said, oh, he was this, he did that, he's a drug addict, he's not a hero. Why did the black community choose to make him a hero? Why did you choose him as a hero? And Dave says, we didn't choose him, you did. They killed him, and that wasn't right, so he's the guy. We're not desperate for heroes in the black community. Any that survives this nightmare is my goddamn hero. Both Don Lemon and Candace Owens responded to Chappelle. Lemon agreed with him, and Owens called him one of the greatest comedians of all time and seemed proud that he'd mentioned her. So, I don't know.
So she's like, he took the bait and talked about me. Thank you.
Apparently so.
All right.
A quick note about coronavirus here. It's still happening, everyone. Nick Cordero, he is the Broadway dancer who has been decimated by this disease. He's one of the people who wound up with blood clots. He lost one leg. Did he lose two legs? I think he just lost one leg. His lungs are just a mess. His wife, Amanda, she did an update, and she says his latest lung CT just looked, it didn't look great. She said, we got a CT scan on his lungs back. It is not the prettiest, unfortunately. The doctor said, despite that, the lungs are amazing. They can function. And they were talking about a lung transplant. But they're saying they don't think he could survive it. So if he gets stronger, if he starts to, you know, if things start to take a positive turn, then he might. But at that point, like, maybe his lungs are getting better. So, I mean, this guy's just in terrible shape. And I feel for his wife, who's a, you know, they have a brand new baby, and they had their whole lives in front of them. Mm-hmm. It's so awful. This is a nice story. It looks like The 6-year-old daughter of George Floyd, her name is Gianna. She's a little cutie. She is now a Disney shareholder thanks to Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
Is that right?
Yeah, Barbara Streisand reached out. And the family has raised quite a bit of money on GoFundMe. I want to say I read something where someone was going to pay for her college education.
I thought Kanye offered to pay for her college
education. That sounds right, yeah.
It was Kanye.
On Saturday, Gianna thanked Barbara Streisand for the gift with a post on her Instagram page. The letter and certificate of stock that she received in the mail. Streisand also sent Gianna two of her studio albums, My Name is Barbara and Color Me Barbara.
Of course she did.
Why not? You know?
Why not? I'll tell you why not. What's the use? Who's going to listen to that?
Stop it. Many people love Barbara.
When's the last time you put Barbara on?
Never.
Right.
I've never
Nobody
put on a Barbara.
Does.
But I certainly think that she's a wonderful singer.
Okay.
She's wonderful.
Bring her up with your next jam. See how that goes over.
Yeah, okay. I will. I'll do Evergreen. Love. Soft as an easy chair. Actually, that reminds me, Scott Netzener. I could call him right now. He'd be over to sing it in 2 seconds.
Oh, are they visiting?
Well, they're in the guest house. They
came and visited while you were sick?
Well, they didn't. I didn't see them, but they came. We need a change of scenery. I'm like, all right, I'm sick. I'm not going to see you.
Oh,
we don't care. We don't care if we see you. No.
I thought for sure they would have canceled, you know.
Oh, no. No. In fact, they're staying an extra day.
He had asked me about wetsuits because I think he had told us on the air that he was swimming in the bay now. And he asked me about wetsuits. And I said, yeah, a surfing wetsuit is not what you want for swimming. So I'll ask a friend. I know, you know, caneperformance.com is.
Yeah.
They're triathletes and they've been at it forever. So I got a few recommendations from them and sent them over to him. And boy, those suits are expensive. He's got a lot of comedy to do in order to be able to buy one of those tri suits.
Can you buy a used suit? Can he? Do people
there's
sell
there's
those?
It? No, what he should do is buy an entry level because there's cheaper ones. But yeah. I saw a few for like $800-$900, which is.
I mean, aren't pools opening back up? Like, it seems like he shouldn't necessarily make this investment when he actually likes to swim in a pool. And he's
I don't know what to say about any of that. But the bottom line is, I saw the nicer suits and went, wow, he's got a lot of comedy to do to pay for that puppy.
Yeah, that's that $800-$900 that feels like money that we shouldn't spend on wetsuits right now. But you know, that's
well, I don't know what his situation is. I hear he's a huge star in England.
Yo, yeah, that's what I've heard, too. It's weird that he's quarantined here.
Yeah.
He's such a huge star there. But, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's people following him on Instagram. I assume they have that in England. I don't know. Anyway, just, you know, thank you, Barbara. Isn't that nice? She sent I don't know how much stock she sent, but there was a CNBC report that said if 10 years ago today you made a $1,000 investment in Disney, it would be worth $4,600 right now. Which is a great return. Almost, you know, it's 370%, something like that.
That's so weird. I made an investment in Snap like 5 years ago, and it's finally worth almost what I paid for it.
Are you dumping that the minute it's worth what you paid for it?
I don't know.
You should dump it right now, Vinny. I don't know what you're doing.
One of those things where
buy some Amazon.
Are they going to go through the roof the second I get rid of it?
Of course they are.
It's over 20 bucks now.
I know. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sal!
So crazy.
Look, there's a lot of depressing news out in the world right now. I just want to read you this because this guy was recently a guest on our show. His name's Jay Farrow, and you probably know him from Saturday Night Live. If you watch Saturday Night Live with any degree of regularity, he was on for a few years. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, he stopped, and he's visited us in the studio. Back in April, he was approached by LA cops. There's CCTV. So he posts, it's an Instagram post and he's telling this story. Brittany, did you grab audio or do you want me to just quickly tell the story?
I didn't grab audio.
Okay. So Jay Farrow, this, comedian, he's a black man. He's walking down the street in his neighborhood, and he has Bose noise canceling headphones on. And all of a sudden,
I have those. I like those a lot.
They're apparently a great product.
They work really well.
So he, if you look at Jay's Instagram, I think it's like four stories down now, and it starts with like a little MLK montage. It doesn't get right to this piece, so you sort of have to look for it. He found CCTV of this incident, and he's a dude walking down the street, and these four cops come in from all different sides with their guns out. I mean, they are there, and he is down on the ground, and he said, he was telling the whole story, and the guy kneeled on his neck. This was in April. And they said, we stopped you because you're wearing what they said this suspect in the area was wearing. And he's like, listen, man, take 1 minute and Google me on Google Jay Farrow. You're making a mistake here. You got 1 minute later, because apparently somebody did Google him at that point. They let him up and let him go. But he was saying, listen, I grew up in the suburbs, and this is really the first time I was out there minding my own business. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've never had handcuffs on before, because they did handcuff him. But he had just had it. It was an interesting story, and you can see the video of it as well. So if you want to check that out, Jay Farrow on Instagram.
They tell me to get on the ground, spread my arms out. They put me in cuffs. The officer took his knee, put it on my neck. It wasn't as long as George Floyd, but I know how that feels. I said, why are you doing this? Like, what's wrong? They said, you fit the description of a black man in this area. A minute later, they come back. They say, we're sorry. We just got a call in that it's not you.
It's not you. Go ahead. Off on your day. No worries. Off you go. We just came running at you with guns. That has to be a little bit upsetting. And just really quickly, I want to end with this. Fox News.
I don't watch. Do you?
I do occasionally watch it, because right. I'm like, what the hell are they feeding my parents? They had kind of a bad...
Hey, your parents are healthy as could be. They didn't catch this thing, so whatever Fox is feeding them,
no
it's working.
It's the antidote.
Because I bet your mom, as much as she loves you, somewhere, and she probably wouldn't even say it out loud, as much as she loves you, she's like, of course Sarah got sick.
Of course,
she's the one hiding in the house with the mask on. We're out to eat. We drink coronavirus for happy hour, and we don't have anything.
My dad does love Corona.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thanks for that. Fox News had kind of a bad weekend. They fell for a Monty Python joke.
Oh.
That they mistook for infighting among Seattle protesters. It was a post on Reddit that quoted the Holy Grail, and it was... I guess if you were big, I wouldn't. I read the post, and I also would not have known that was. It was sort of the way that it had been. But then they showed it side by side.
But Fox used Reddit as a news source.
Yes, that's a news source, Vin. So they, but because they find the things that fit their narrative. So it was quotes from Monty Python's The Holy Grail, and they quoted that. And they also got caught using misleading and digitally altered images to make the protests seem worse. When they were called out by a Seattle newspaper, they went, oh, let's get those down real quick. Because the Seattle Times or something was like, hello. These were totally peaceful protests. And Tucker Carlson lost his eighth sponsor. So that's the Fox News roundup. All right. Let's Yay! God, I hate that guy. I hate
Tucker Carlson?
Ugh.
That's who you hate?
There's a few people. Sean Hannity. Oh, thank God Bill O'Reilly's not still around for me to hate him. All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Do you consider yourself a spontaneous person? We'll talk about that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.